waiting for its own. Another time, another world, another world. The magic
to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
Prison Pipeline is a radio program dedicated to educating the public about the Oregon criminal justice system. Topics include incarceration and reentry, addictions and mental health, elections and laws, victims' rights, and criminal justice reform. The program presents a unique understanding of the criminal justice system, addresses the root causes of crime, and challenges the status quo. It seeks to promote awareness and activism in order to foster a safer, healthier, and more just society.
Prison Pipeline airs on Monday evenings from 6:30 to 7 p.m. on KBOO Portland. Check us out every week. If you miss an episode, you can stream it later. Just go to kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. More info about upcoming shows and events related to the prison community can be found on our Facebook page, Prison Pipeline. Be sure to like us.
Here at KBOO, we honor the indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on. The Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tumwater, Wetlala Bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin Kalapuya, and many other indigenous tribes and nations of the region of the Willamette River and that great river known as Schwanekku, Wimal, Nishaiwana, and Columbia. Many names for the living water force that has sustained this region for countless generations and provided phenomenal life to our blessed ecosystems. We believe it is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationships to each other and the living world.
K-Boo.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The following program is a rebroadcast. For all of KBOO's archived audio, please visit our website at kboo.fm.
Makes you such a threat. We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power.
Joshua.
Get out of here.
Sante waste na pechus apielo. Le unki piki he washtelo. Welcome, my relatives. I shake your hands with good feelings in my heart. It's a good day for all of us to be here. In addition to relativity, this is First Voices Radio, and I send you greetings and strength from the highlands of the Esopus, where the active breath of the Munsee Lenape Nation lives in what is now temporarily called the Catskill Mountains by the settlers, Dutch and Americans. Regardless, they are the highlands of the Esopus. I'm Teokas and Ghost Horse, and this is an all-native hosted, all-native produced First Voices Radio. And from the Red Lake Ojibwe Nation, Liz Hill, the producer of First Voices Radio. You can now hear us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprouts, Spotify, as well as First Voices, IndigenousRadio.org for archived downloading and listening. I want to welcome these members of the Gila River Indian community and the Tohono O'odham Nation in Arizona. One Way Sky. This is the band of four young gentlemen. I want to welcome Adrian D. Thomas, rhythm guitar lead vocalist, Cody Bruyer, drums, David Romero, guitar, and Loma Manuel, who plays the bass. So we're lucky enough to have three of the four band members of One Way Sky. Thank you for being here. It's good, as you know, we between peoples have this understanding that the earth is always first, and with the earth comes the music. And One Way Sky is a chill hype alternative rock band comprised of community members from the Gila River Indian community at Tohono O'odham Nation. And these band members are Adrian D. Thomas, Cody Bruyer, David Romero, Loma Manuel. They collaborate to blend these styles of hard rock and indie jazz and chill wave genres. And I ran into their music online, and it was from the album EP, debut EP, Soul Searcher. And I'm lucky to be joined by three of the four members, Adrian Thomas, Cody Bruyer, and David Romero. And I've been playing your tracks for a past few months. And it's an honor to welcome you, talented young artist, to First Voices Radio. And for more information about this band, this is going to be going places. I really feel that in the music industry. And you can find them all over social media, you know, the platforms of Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and many other places, I'm sure. So welcome, One Way Sky, to First Voices Radio.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be here and very honored that you are giving us this opportunity. Thank you.
One Way Sky. Someone describe that for me. What is One Way Sky?
One Way Sky is, that's a good word to put One Way Sky.
I'll say One Way Sky is kind of, it's a way of life for us. The band name kind of means more than just those three words. For us, One Way Sky means to just go after your ambitions and create your dreams and just shoot for the sky. Cody actually came up with the band name.
Cody, what did you think of? You just came out with your mouth and said it, and you guys thought about it later? How did that happen?
So one evening we got together. This is our first time. We got together and we were thinking about a band name, and it was supposed to be One Nation, but then that was already taken. So then we were coming from a guitar center, and as soon as we were going to hop back on the freeway back to his place, I saw a one-way sign, and I thought, okay, one way. I kept saying that, and like, I just out of nowhere, the word sky just came out of my mouth, and I kept saying that to myself, one way sky. And I told that to him, and he said the same thing. And that's pretty much how I was born.
When I first heard it, I thought about, oh, there's a sign, just like you said, but the arrow is pointing up, right? So I'm very interested in, of course, the lyrics, but the meaning that you all have put together, David Romero and Smokey D, or Adrian and Cody. And I'm not hearing the average go-to youth-oriented hip-hop. Let's go there. But yet it's encompassing all of that. And I'm really enjoying, and I know you've performed in a few concerts and shows back down in Southwest in Arizona. And one of my friends from here had gone down to see you all, and he said it was packed. But One Way Sky is just, it's very different. And that's how the feeling I'm getting from your band. Any thoughts you could add to that?
I don't know, David, you got any thoughts you want to share?
Okay, yeah, so me, I kind of came in the band a little later I was kind of, you know, working a lot, so I didn't have a lot of time for music. But for me, the band has always meant, like, it's really personal in the way that we can always come to each other and express our music and our creativities and our styles together without any judgment. Just like free space, safe space for us to, you know, share creative processes and our art and our music together. And it's always been like that, and it still is like that. And that's kind of mm-hmm. What the band and the meaning means to me too.
Yeah, it seemed there a deeper meaning when I first heard the upbeat Humanity, and it made you want to listen to the words harder. And those words talk about a social consciousness that maybe Native people are, but all people seem either to forget or be in, and it's one or the other. What was your meaning behind Humanity?
For Humanity, I actually wrote the lyrics. Oh, actually, me and Cody both worked on lyrics for that one. Essentially, that song is about just helping out your fellow man going through, like, hard times. Somebody's going through hard times, and if you see that they're struggling and stuff, you have that option to, you know, help them out. with bare minimum, just being there at least for somebody. But overall, like in all of our songs, all of our lyrics, they're always about, you know, they're always going back to, you know, being there for one another, community. It's all about like motivation. We try to talk about good, healthy things. We don't cuss in our lyrics. We don't talk about negative stuff or, you know, put things in a negative light. We like try to like bring the, I guess, the best energy to the crowd and the listener whenever we try to write lyrics, because what we want to do is want to create something healing for our people. And, you know, the music is healing for us, and we also want to in turn give that back to, you know, our listeners, and hopefully they can find some healing through our music and our lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts, Cody?
Same thing. That's what I'm hoping for, is that our music really touches everybody. You know, that's what we try to strive for, you know, to write something that's, you know, meaningful, and, you know, that can relate to anybody that can, you know, relate to what we're going through at that time. Just like, you know, what we were feeling. And you know, it's gone better from day one. You know, like, our sound was everywhere. We couldn't really find a sound. And so after 3 years of, you know, just trying to, you know, perfect ourselves, we finally, you know, we finally gained a sound that we all like. And that's all I got for it. That's all I got for
it. When you talk about Soul Searcher, which is the album of humanity, and the other song that I'm talking about is Reapin' Sow. And I'm thinking about the Soul Searcher, the alternative 2021. Then you actually, what was I going to ask you? I have this question here. When you're talking about how you got together, usually bands have disagreements, and I'm really interested in this too, because I used to have a band, but we'd have disagreements, and that's the way the music should go. But is it that way, since you're such a young band together, is it already seeing the personality differences and how the music should go, or is that just something, you know, you don't even think about? Like you said, you're into healing, you want that for the people and your respective tribes that you come from. And I think it's reaching beyond your tribes is what I'm saying.
I like to add something on that.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that you say that, because just recently we recorded our first single on this new album, and we actually had a, I guess, a little creative difference on a song part, but it was okay, because sometimes it happens, but the important thing is that we're able to talk about it with one another, and we're able to get over it and basically agree for the overall end goal and the music that we're trying to make. And it's kind of a beautiful process in that sense. That yeah. We're able to talk to each other and learn.
Well, David, yeah, how did you do that, David? How did you get together, finally agree on a key or, you know, rhythm? How'd you do that?
Yeah, we're actually debating on which solo to use, because out of the four band members, three of us play guitar. And so we're like, which solo do we use? We all took a shot at the solo for the single. And I like my solo, and they like their solo. And I was like, we ended up just talking and kind of like hearing each other out, and amongst the whole band, we all agreed that a certain solo should be chosen. And it was just, this, you know, just those little things, and you learn to work with one another, and, you know, and yeah, for the overall end goal.
Wow. So you think that if you each had your own solo, that each song with the same lyrics would be different? One would be playing what, jazz or whatever, probably different, right? Because each one of your solos might be different.
Yeah, we have similar but different styles and taste in music. It's funny. Oh, but very similar too at the same time.
Your thoughts, Adrian?
Yeah, going off what David said, like, it is a learning process, you know, like something that we really haven't experienced before as a band, because, you know, we're still young. We haven't really hit the studio too often and, you know, recorded music. But this is actually our first song. We've all been on this one song together, so we're bound to have some of those hiccups there. But just like David said, we talk about it. We, you know, we'd figure out what's best for the song, and you know, we try to just go from there. But overall, it's just a learning process, and you know, we're still learning every time, you know, we go through sort of events, and it helps us grow as individuals and helps us become more wise and mature when it comes to the music, and it just helps us, you know, work better together in the future as well.
So, rebound.
any of you can answer this, Cody, Adrian, or David. How is the community accepting you among your people, your fellow peers?
Oh, yeah. They love us. The community really supports us. Like, I would honestly say they've been, like the majority as a whole has, like, been the whole reason why we're still going as a band, because, you know, without, like, them hooking us up with some gigs in the community, without them, without our families and friends, everybody that we know in the community supporting us, we get a lot of love from our governor. He knows what we do, and, you know, me and David used to serve on a youth council together, so we're kind of, you know, like the governor in that type of way. But overall, everybody in the community seems to love what we're doing, and they hope for the best. Mm-hmm. And hope we want to do them proud, and you know get One Way Sky to a, you know, bigger level, like you said, even outside the community into the real world, amongst, you know, many different other ethnicities besides, you know, our natives.
It's like you've included the other genres in the native fields. What I'm saying is that the native is much bigger than all the genres that you can put together, because that's what I'm feeling, jazz or you know, chill music, but it comes out native. I'm talking about there's something coming through other than, you know, the accolades that you can get. It's energetically, I could feel the native. And I think this is part of a long road of maybe music is changing, but it's also including civilizations. David, I'm gonna go to you.
Yeah, I like that you say that. And we definitely we don't think too hard about it, but it kind of naturally occurs in our music when we make our music, and we're like, hey, how would our people respond to this? Like, what kind of message would they hear? Like, is this a positive message? Is this like something that's gonna touch our community and people and our listeners? And so we have a song that we're going to record soon called Pios. That's one song that we're going to be working on, that we kind of just, like, when you hear it, it just has that feel, that emotion in it. It makes you bob your head, and at the same time the lyrics are about what we do in our community. We just kind of hang out and have a good time, and we have dances and live music playing, and so those things that are, you know, we kind of naturally think about when we're making our music.
That's a good one. Cody, what do you think your parents think about this, or even your grandparents? What do they think about you? It's much more than sex, drugs, and rock and roll that your parents or your grandparents came from.
They're actually, before he had passed, I had a grandpa who would live kind of like about a mile away from me. And I went to go see him one morning because I had to do something for him. And he was like, he was really amazed that I played in a band and that I was the drummer. And he was really talking to me about it. He's like, oh, you're the drummer, huh? But overall, you know, everybody that I'm from are really, you know, they're amazed. They see what I do. And, you know, it makes me happy that they know that, you know, I'm also making the T.O. Nation proud, you know? And that's all I got so much love for is them and, you know, Hill River, of course. But I know I'm making a difference in everybody's lives, you know.
Welcome back to First Voices Radio. My name is Teal Kazan, Ghost Horse. You know, you can get a hold of us, Googling us, Facebooking, or you can email teokasin@gmail.com. That would be T-I-O-K-A-S-I-N @gmail.com. And yeah, hey, we played four songs in that first half hour with One Way Sky, Humanity, Reap and Sow, Away From Here, and Live to Give. All about social consciousness, all about what they're doing with their communities themselves and with the whole picture in that music. I want to finish out this interview with One Way Sky, these four young men I'm having on the air right now, three of the four band members of One Way Sky, and that is Adrian Thomas, Cody Pruier, and David Romero. And I've been playing these tracks from the EP, yes, for a long time, a few months actually. And again, it's an honor to welcome them here. And I want to start this off with one of the songs from Smokey D. Palm Tree, and the name of this song is Time Drift. I don't have anywhere to be.
why do I live this kind of life? Looking ahead, why do I waste all of my time? Beginning to think I'll escape my simple mind. Looking for what you have. Patience doesn't seem so bad. Lessons as it seems to you. Words to help me make it through. Words to help me make it through. For you. Drifting, falling, poor decisions. Shaping, forming, new beginnings. How does it look and how does it feel to be the only one to never know it's real? But drifting far away from what we've always known. The time to live today is something.
So it's so good to talk to you guys this way. It's not your, I'm going to, and want to know who, what, when, where, and why your mechanical interview, but I would just talk to you about, you know, what you do there, your community, because the music is going to eventually come out and people are going to be paying more attention and to what's really happening in our communities. In other words, the music that you're bringing out, the peace of mind. And I don't know if you were playing the instruments for on Smokey D Palm Tree, and that song Peace of Mind, but that kind of reached out to me also. But that's your creation, is it not, Adrian?
Yeah, that's mine. I produced and played all the instruments on that album.
I see. You guys are going to be together though in the future, so when you do come out back to the least coast, I call it the least coast, which is out here in New York, you know, I'd like to maybe sit down with you and do another interview, because I think you all are going somewhere. I'm not just saying that, but it's something I know, and I think you know that too, and I hope you're guided in a good way, David and Adrian and Cody and your other member who's not here. His name is Loma.
Going back to that, when you said that, you know, you feel it too. We all feel it. We all talked about that, you know, like we're gonna get big, or like this new song that we already recorded, or the new single. We feel like that's going to get us, you know, to the top, back to where we were back in 2020. And like I told Adrian a couple of times, you know, I will always be like, you know, it's always around the corner. I can feel it. I can feel it. I would say that to him. I'll be like, it's on our doorstep, brother. I was like, it's always there. It's going to be there. It's just right to come out at us. And like I said, we all feel it.
It's just a big honor to talk to all three of you and say my greetings to Loma, right? And but I'll talk to you again soon, and your music needs to be heard too, as well as your thoughts and your energy. So, but thank you, and biggest honor, thank you, David Romero and Cody Bruyer and Adrian Thomas. Adrian plays rhythm and guitar, lead vocalist. Cody Bruyer is drums. David Romero is guitar, and Loma Manuel is bass. But thank you, One Way Sky. That's what we're going to be doing. But thank you all for being here. The biggest honor. You guys take care of yourselves.
Remember, everybody, just keep your dreams true to your hearts and go after them, because there's nothing else in life more satisfying than taking your dreams by a hold. So
I just want to thank you for having us on here. It was an honor, and we appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
What would Loma say?
He'd say, yeah, thank you, I appreciate it.
Okay, all right. Hey guys, thank you so much for this, and we'll talk again soon. It's great to talk to you, and keep it up down there over that place where it's too hot for many of us, right? And you guys can handle it. So hey, take care of yourselves. Okay.
Thank you.
Doksa ake watching telo. And here is Soul Searcher by One Way Sky. I'm
beings. I'd like to talk to the human doing in you. As we listen to Earth's actual recorded sound by NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, from the 2009 album, NASA, this is a song of Earth. I wanted to think out loud about some contemplations with a few words of encouragement regarding what may be perceived or heard as hard to hear truth, or misconstrued as critical race theory, or just unpatriarchal, or is it unpatriotic? Someone must speak up for Earth, not only to express in an expressionist language, a noun-filled subjectifying language. Earth is not a thing, not a noun, not to be owned nor destroyed. There's a day coming, and you'll notice that almost every day, every time there is a U.S. hollow day, that billions of tons of refuse is created, billions of tons of pollution. In this case, I'm calling it, like other hollow days, another matrix reinforcement day. What are we doing to Earth? What are we doing to ourselves and to other life and life forms? What are we doing to other planets by not honoring this one, this precious creation, who is always honoring you regardless of behavior? You can hold another trendy thing to do called land acknowledgement for the people who used to live where you are acknowledging, and give a complete history, even the information updated, and you can burn a candle or present a check to whoever's left on the lands. I know that if you don't know how to honor the lands first, then any amount of performance, tokenism, or glossing over history will never be sufficient enough to acknowledge. The religious context of dogma is not what I'm talking about, because it is about being here with Earth consciously, engaged in the presence and prescience all around us. So this Matrix Reinforcement Day began in 1776. Fireworks mimic colonial war, and it's not independence when you take it away from others. This is not peace with Earth. What happens on this day is that there is an increase in the sound levels, which can lead to restlessness, temporary or permanent hearing loss, high blood pressure, and sleep disturbance. Fireworks can also cause respiratory problems such as chronic or allergic bronchitis, bronchial asthma, sinusitis, rhinitis, pneumonia, and laryngitis. Fireworks propel a cocktail of chemicals into the atmosphere, many of which can harm both people and the environment. The vivid colors in firework displays come from metallic compounds such as barium or aluminum that can have negative impacts on animal and human health. Additionally, to produce the oxygen needed for an explosion, many fireworks contain oxidizers known as perchlorates. These can dissolve in water containing rivers, lakes, and drinking water. How do fireworks harm non-human animals? Well, fireworks and other explosive materials whose reactions can produce sparks and flames and fumes cause various harms to non-animals. These often affect animals who are human companions and whose reactions we can easily see. They can also harm the animals who are around us, both in urban environments and outside of them, as well as those who are on farms or confined in other spaces. There's also physical damage to the hearing organs of animals. The hearing of many animals is much more sensitive than it is in humans. So the explosions of fireworks are not only disturbing to them, but they can damage the hearing more severely. Fireworks can emit sounds up to 190 decibels, 110 to 115 decibels above the range of 75 to 80 decibels where the damage to the human ear begins. Fireworks generate a higher noise level than firecrackers, gunshots, which is 140 decibels, and some jet planes, 100 decibels. Noises caused by fireworks and firecrackers can lead to loss of hearing and tinnitus. The noises caused by fireworks harm animals by causing fear. In fact, repeated exposure to unexpected Unpredictable loud noises can cause phobias in many animals, increasing panic reactions to loud noises in the future. It is estimated that 1/5 of disappearances of animals who are companions to humans are due to very loud sounds, mainly fireworks and storms. And there is harmful effects by chemical particles. In addition to firecrackers, which are poisonous, and their explosions release harmful particles such as fine dust that is toxic to inhale. It can worsen existing diseases and cause others. Therefore, fireworks represent a danger both to animals who live in areas where they explode or in relatively distant locations when the wind transports the particles. There is also a risk of ingestion of the residue of fireworks and firecrackers. The proximity of the animals to the areas where the firecrackers are made often causes burns and damages to the eyes. And the chemicals are also dangerous for cats and dogs, just as they are for humans with respiratory diseases such as asthma. Careless use of fireworks can also cause mutilations and fatal accidents in animals near the event, as well as causing fires that harm animals. When accidents of this type occur that affect humans, it is common for us to talk about it, but we must remember such things often affect animals or other species, even when humans aren't badly affected. Death by fright. The high degree of stress birds experience is indicated by the fact that birds may temporarily or permanently abandon the places where they are, and even invertebrates and small vertebrates. The harms caused to invertebrates and small vertebrates have been evaluated much less than those caused to the animals discussed above. Presumably, these animals do little to avoid harm if the explosions occur in areas near where they live. So keep in mind that for these animals, fireworks are very large explosions, so the harms to them can be much greater than in other animals. So now that you have some information and the effects of what patriotic fireworks do on 4th of July, the United States Declaration of Independence on this day, July 4th, 1776, has nothing to do with the words it's declaring. Independence. Thank you for listening.
Was settled, the murder and the shame, secrets being exposed, yeah. Truth we must uphold, yeah. Constant fight for justice to pave the way for change. Living in denial, going through the same old cycle, penal colony survival, depending on your ball and chain. System gonna customize you. The man ain't gonna redefine you. Gotta hunt like a nighttime spider, depending on your ball and chain. Sometimes you gotta improvise.
get among, gotta do your time, no, gotta take it in your stride, no, gotta make what you can come alive, no, depending on your ball and chain.
Now every day I lift my spirit up, but see my soul is getting heavy, pressure on my back and I could barely hold it steady, in a cold world, but daily I keep sweating, cause I'm vulnerable, locked in a system that's so deadly, and now I'm racing to build a foundation, to raise a better life for the younger generation. Discriminations, we have to change those, and mix up all colors to form a rainbow. Cause this ball and chain has incarcerated my freedom, born into the system and wasn't given a reason. Same cycle continues and follows the same sequence, screaming for a change and it's bringing out in the demons. Cause this ball and chain got me feeling some type of way. That ball and chain got me feeling like I'm a slave. It's like I'm swimming out, but an anchor's got me drowned, but still I survive. And to keep alive, I gotta pray, pray, pray.
We may find the need to mix up all the colors, break down the walls of race. Get among, gotta do your time now, gotta take it in your stride now, gotta make what you can come alive now, depending on your ball and chain.
So that the people may live, this is why I do this. And First Voices Radio for the last unimaginable 3 decades has been here and brought forward all the voices, thousands and thousands and thousands of voices from all across Earth. So thank you for listening. And if you want to hear First Voices Radio, let the people know at your local community radio station and tell them Teokasin Ghost Horse sent you. Doksha ake watching telo.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
Bienvenidos a un breve informativo en su estación comunitaria KBOO 90.7 FM.